Let's go beyond the playbook this morning and say good morning to Matt Sabuda. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, Matt. This Sunday, it's the 2-3 Buffalo Bills heading to Houston to take on the 2-3 Houston Texans. What do we expect?
Looks like I'm going to beat the roller coaster ride analogy to death by the end of this season. Is this week's matchup it sets up to be a real, who knows where the ride is going to take you type of game this Sunday. And I say this as the odds makers seem to have no idea what to make of this season's Buffalo Bills. The Texans are coming off back-to-back wins, have lost their three games by a combined 15 points, while the Bills lost their three games by a combined 75 points. So what is going on? It's the cloud of uncertainty seemingly hanging over Houston starting quarterback Deshaun Watson. Early in the week, there was significant doubt he'd play at all with an upper body injury. But on Wednesday, he was pretty emphatic that he would be in the lineup against Buffalo. But if he didn't play, the Texans, they'd be without a quarterback who's thrown four straight 300-plus yard games. You could see how that uncertainty in his presence or absence could have a potentially big swing on the game. Either way, sets up to be another big opportunity for Buffalo to take a step forward towards progress. But much like the subtext of the season, the subtext of this matchup will be driven by the progress of Buffalo's young talent. The game, the season, seasons to come, Bills fans are going to need to see them win games on the road, and in particular games that are potentially winnable games. And this week sets up as just that.
All right, so use the term step forward. So how does this all fit into that picture moving forward?
Yeah, I make the point of highlighting the Bills' young talent because this week sets up as a matchup challenge and opportunity, I suppose, the first major challenge in not only the top head-to-head matchup of the game, but one of the best of the week across the league is second-year Bills cornerback Tre'Davious White against Texans wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins. White is quickly establishing himself as a premier cover man in the league, and Hopkins enters week six as the league's leading receiver in yards, along with catching nearly 70% of the passes thrown his way. White versus Hopkins, a heavyweight matchup if there was one, and it's the type of opportunity that really could elevate White into the elite, or a challenge that could see him as just another name along the cornerbacks who've been torched by one of the league's best receivers. And White will have to do it while battling an ankle injury, along with a very difficult family circumstance off the field, as his mother was arrested late last week in a domestic violence incident. With a lot more than the game on his mind, he's going to have plenty to deal with come Sunday. But White will have the surprisingly seventh-ranked Buffalo defense behind him as they face their latest challenge. And on the other side of the ball, all eyes will be on who else but rookie quarterback Josh Allen. Each week, the pressure will mount on the young passer, and this week in particular, there will be no shortage of expectations to rebound from his awful 82-yard performance last week against the Titans. The Texans set up to provide a great opportunity for Allen, as they're the 19th-ranked passing defense in the league. Not that great, but the big caveat for Buffalo will be keeping Allen upright as they face the league's sack leader, J.J. Watt. Oh, and Buffalo has given up the most sacks in the league through 5 weeks. So with all that, there'll be plenty to watch for as opportunity and challenge come together for the Bills in Week 6.
Things to watch this coming Sunday with Houston and Buffalo, and then we'll have plenty to talk about come Monday when, once again, Matt Sabuda goes beyond the playbook. Thanks as always, Matt.
Yeah, thank you, Jay.